So Nancy, I'm going to track you here from 1961 to 1962. You were a teacher in New York City. Mm-hmm. Brick Presbyterian Church Nursery School. Mm-hmm. So you're married at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, Ted then went to Union Theological Seminary. I went along, of course, but I couldn't go to that. So I had to get a job. And the Brick Presbyterian Church, very, very wealthy church in New York City. They were looking for somebody to be a four-year-old teacher or whatever. I didn't have a degree. I didn't have any of the needed things. But the preacher, the top preacher, the main preacher, interviewed me. And he said, okay, you got a job. That handshake was exactly what I wanted to see.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, yes it is, right.
But the other thing, wasn't it immediately after that or something? When did they send you to the clothes closet?
I, of course, made all my clothes and a little wacky. So they said, you really need some different clothes. Well, this place had a garage sale, we would call it. Huge, huge thing. They had a solid gold knitted dress on sale, probably $20,000. Anyway, they let me go into the used clothes closet. I had the fabulous collection of clothes from that place. Wools and leathers and, I mean, I hadn't seen clothes like that.
So how could you describe the clothes you were making? I'm going to use the word hippie, or were you far out? What was wrong with the clothes you were wearing?
Well, it was probably skirts and I don't know, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Tight skirts. It was fashionable at that time.
And it wasn't appropriate.
It wasn't appropriate.
You remain in New York City. You're an executive secretary to Lever Brothers headquarters. And what is that?
It's a soap company. They make all sorts of soaps. And at that time, it was a big deal. And Unilever was part of that, or they were part of Unilever, which was in Britain. I think I worked on the 19th floor. I had no degree at that point. I couldn't even type.
Tell them what they did about typing.
I had to pass a test on typing, and they timed me at 13 words a minute. And so I said, well, I think I can do 55 the last time I checked. And so they said, well, you're probably just out of it for the, you know, need a little prepping. And so they sent me to a school. This guy was supposed to test me. And we sat and talked, and we just had a great time. He said, finally, I'm supposed to be testing you. And so I'm supposed to be testing you. And so I typed 55 words a minute. So he said, well, you were just a little rusty. You can go back and do it. I typed 14 words a minute.
He wanted you to hire you so bad, right?
Yeah, they did.
They did. They thought I was okay.
Yeah. Right.